So I'd like to share my story with you. I have notes to keep things as brief as possible, but I got to leave some details in there. The earliest memory I know of Easter is I was sitting in a motel room with my mother and my brother and my sister, and we were coloring Easter eggs. And this was pretty much the norm for us. You see, my mom had my brother when she was 15. She had my sister when she was 17, and she had me when she was 19. And all of us either had our father run away before or shortly after we were born. And so in order to raise her by herself, she pretty much had to work three jobs, go to college by herself. She did a lot, and she was my hero for that. She was, along with my brother and my sister, pretty much my only friends. You see, the only way to make ends meet was to be able to move from place to place because she would run out of money and not be able to pay the rent. And so I don't remember finishing a full year of elementary school. I'm already choking up. I'd be at one school and then have to leave as soon as I thought I could make a friend. Right before middle school, my mother started dating a man who is now my stepfather, but at the time, none of us liked him. He was very verbally abusive and sometimes physically abusive with my brother. He forced us outside, so we didn't like him, so we were okay with being outside all the time. And while outside, my siblings were always in and out of trouble. Where we were living, obviously, didn't have the best people to hang out with. And my brother said, well, yeah, we're outside because they're in there doing drugs. And at the time, I didn't believe him. I just kind of always saw my mom's perfect. On Sundays, she had a local church come pick us up. I'd love to tell you that this is where my life started turning around, but actually, this church put a really bad taste of Christianity in my mouth. The son of the pastor, for example, I met one time at the mall, and he had two girls on his arm and swearing up a storm. And that pastor as well took off with all the money. It was just a really bad church. Again, my siblings got into a lot of trouble. So much trouble, in fact, that my stepfather and mother had us live down a 8-mile dead-end road, and we lived at the very end, away from everybody, thinking that would solve the problem of my brother's getting in trouble. I didn't mind it too much because I was used to just being by myself anyway. But my brother, having no one else to be around, got into a lot more arguments with my stepfather, and eventually he was kicked out. I think he was either 15 or 16. He either was getting his learner's permit or just got his license, but as soon as he got his license, he was out of the house. For a little while, my sister was doing okay, but then she got caught up into boys again at school, and she found ways in which boys would come pick her up, and she eventually ran away from home. And shortly after that, I'm pretty sure she got kicked out for all the trouble she was causing as well. As I got older, my parents realized they couldn't hide it much longer, and so they flat me told that, yes, they were doing drugs, and they saw no reason to hide it anymore, and so I just ignored it and locked myself in my room every day. I thought if I were just to do really good in school, go to college, I can get out of that. You know, work your way out. And so that's what I did. Got straight A's, went to school. And as school, you would from the outside look like, oh, things were going perfect. 4.0 student. I have nothing better to do, really. but I was so depressed that all I wanted to do was end it. I went to the counselor at the school, and thinking she would help me, she actually kicked me out of school because they don't want their suicide rates to go up. So I lost my family. I lost my one hope, me working my way. I come home, and they forced me to stay into a mental hospital for a year. Or not a year, I'm sorry. That would have been really bad. It was only a week, but it felt like a year. But as soon as I got home, things actually got worse. I was now on antidepressants, and now I'm surrounded by no longer anything hidden, but my parents doing things right out there in the open. And so I decided I needed to do something, so I confronted my mom about it. In the end, at the time, her and my stepfather decided they would rather choose that over me, and they kicked me out of the house as well. Although I was thinking about suicide quite a bit, thankfully, on my own, I had to work my way to just survive, and I found myself with a job at the YMCA. And this is where things finally started to turn around. You see, I was a day camp counselor, and there was this little girl there, and she was excited to see me each day. For the first time, I felt like someone liked me. Her name was Jordan. Okay, now to fast forward. The most important day in my life. If it wasn't for that girl, I probably would have stopped right there. But I decided to get my butt back in gear and said, maybe I can still get back to college. So I lied and I said that I was clear to go back. And they somehow let me back in. September 3rd, 2007. It was a new school year. I have a new roommate. Hoping things will go okay with this kid. And one day I was in my room doing homework. And the bomb, or a fire alarm went off. But it wasn't a fire alarm, it was a bomb threat. Someone had called in a bomb threat, and it forced us out of our room for at least 4 hours, and had nothing to do. And so my roommate said, why don't you join us? We're going to go out for pizza, me and my friends, waste some time while they clear the building, whatever. And so we all hop in his car, and it's not just this old car like everyone else had. This kid had a brand new Lexus with the rear view camera, the full works, and me coming from the background I did, I just couldn't help but say, spoiled. And this set off a nerve in this guy. I mean, I touched something. The whole way there, he was somehow driving safely, but yet looking back at me in the back seat, yelling at me, trying to explain to me why he deserved the car. It got so bad that when we got to the pizza shop, I couldn't stay with there. I couldn't be there with his friends. I was so upset, just thinking to myself, I blew it again. I got to sit with this year, a kid for a year as my roommate. So I walked back. I walked back from the pizza shop all the way to the college. And I'm just like talking out loud saying, you know, why me? What is wrong with me? I can't make friends even when I try. The other friends that I try to make, they go out and party and they'd rather choose that over me. But I get back to the school, and something changed. As soon as I step on the lawn of the school, something filled me. And I look up. I'm feeling different, and I see people. They're playing this game that I played with these kids at the YMCA. They're playing the not game. Mm-mm. And I have nothing to do for 4 hours. And for some reason, I'm feeling really good right now. I don't know what it was, but I decided to go ask them, can I join you? And so I do. And surprisingly, they accepted. And while I was hanging out with these guys and girls, they acted differently. There's something different about them, something different about all the other kids I was trying to make friends with. And I didn't understand it. I asked them, I go, this is too good to be true. What are you guys, in a cult or something? And they looked at me, and they said, no, we're Christians. Now, when I was a kid, my son's crying back there. I'm sorry, Kyle. When I was a kid, forced to go to that church, Christianity in my mouth set off a bad vibe. But what I didn't tell you is that right before I went back to school, I heard news of what my older brother was doing. After he left, a Christian family took him in. Although he dropped out of school, they encouraged him to get back in school. He finished high school. He went to college. Not just any college. He went to a Christian college. And there he met Jesus. And there he started praying for me and my mom. And so I decided these kids I was with at that moment, I would give them a chance. I hung out with them the whole night. I really liked it. I liked it so much that when I got back to my room, I totally forgot that I was angry at my roommate, and I apologized. I said, I just met all these cool new people. I was so excited, I called my mom the next day. I said, Mom, guess what? I made some friends. And she said, I'll never forget this. She said, Steve, you will not believe this. Last night, at that exact same time, I was driving home from work, and my neighbor stopped me. And she asked, how are you and your son's doing? And she mentioned that she wanted to pray for you. And I said, well, Steve is not doing so well. He's at college, but he's still depressed. You know, she knew I was depressed. She was there when I was in the mental hospital for a while. And they said, can I pray for your son? And she said, Steve, at that very moment, I pray that you would have friends. Needless to say, these friends helped me see Jesus for who he truly was. My brother also started learning who Jesus was through his friends. It was that genuine love for one another that they displayed that ultimately changed my life. I later went to a Christian conference in which I was ready to give it all up. No more crying for being depressed. My last tear was shed for depression. I didn't want to end my life. Instead, I wanted to give it to Jesus. He completely changed me around. I'm happy to say that so did my mother. No longer doing drugs. So did my stepfather. And my sister found a good situation. And my grandmother. It was a ripple effect. And you know what started that ripple? A Christian family took in my brother and demonstrated the love of Christ to him. And if he didn't pray for my mom would not have prayed for me. And I would not have been here because I'm sure I would have committed suicide. All of that to say that Christ has changed my life. Now I have more friends that I can count. Facebook would not be able to keep track. And I want to pray for you guys that if you're struggling like I was, especially if it's wanting to end something, that all you need to do is realize that God has been there the whole time. You see, I was in the cold the whole time. The one friend I tried to make when I was a kid, I slept over at his house, and I remember that he wanted to make me do things that I did not want to do. So I walked away at 11 o'clock at night, at least 10 blocks home in the winter. Got home, the door was locked. I was left out in the cold for at least 8 in the morning, whatever it was, freezing my butt off. But I remember the moment when I got inside, how warm it was. I did not want to go back out there. God showed me what it felt like to be in the cold. So that when he brought me inside, I would never go back. Thanks.